USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the CDC is updating restrictions, allowing people to take their masks off in most situations. But in California, their lawmakers have decided not to follow CDC guidelines. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Fox News points out tuberculosis cases are much higher than COVID-19, and masks were never mandated for that respiratory illness.
California at this point have about 55% of their population with at least one dose of the vaccine. Their new cases are down to less than 1,000 a day. That's been like that for a while. They have more cases of active tuberculosis state than they do COVID-19, and that's never warranted masking.
As more American companies are attacked by suspected Russian hackers, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is currently investigating ransomware attacks that have been used to target roughly 100 organizations. Wray says the malware attacks were similar to the challenges posed by 9/11. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There will be no presidential commission on the January 6th takeover of the Capitol building just before lawmakers were set to do a final count of the Electoral College numbers from states. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, the president believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate.
Many of those involved with the Capitol building takeover say they believe fraud fueled the 2020 presidential election. Communist China has threatened a nuclear war against the United States amid calls for a probe into the origins of COVID-19. The Global Times newspaper, which is run by the Communist Party, released an editorial article saying Beijing is preparing for a nuclear war with the United States. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden and the First Lady will make a European tour next week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. Biden will travel to Britain, Belgium, and Switzerland next week, primarily for the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall. He will be meeting with Johnson at the summit on June 10th and then the Queen at Windsor Castle on June 13th. Later, he'll move to Belgium and Switzerland. First Lady Jill Biden will accompany him on the trip. In Brussels, Biden will participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. This week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged the alliance to engage in more effective pooling of resources. Biden will meet with Erdogan at the NATO summit. The president's move to break with tradition earlier this year to officially recognize the Armenian genocide more than 100 years ago by the Ottoman Empire is expected to come up in the talks. While he's in Brussels, the White House said he'll also meet King Philip of Belgium and Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.